Penguin Random House Audio presents Night of Camp David by Fletcher Knebel. Read for you by Eduardo Ballerini. To Mary and Jack. Chapter 1. After Midnight. Jim McVeigh's burst of laughter came so unexpectedly, his hand jiggled the stem of the wine glass, and a splash of champagne spotted the linen tablecloth. Sidney Carper, the Secretary of Defense sitting on his right, grinned in shared appreciation and shook his head.
Unbeatable, isn't he, Senator? He just won't be topped.
Nobody can touch him when he's determined,
agreed McVeigh. He wiped at his eye with a corner of his napkin and turned back toward the center of the long head table, cluttered with late debris of ashes and crumpled menus amid the sparkle of glassware. The speaker, President Mark Hollenbach, was mock solemn again after flashing a responsive smile for the spray of laughter which greeted his first sally. His was the honor chore of the night, the brief reply to the toast to the President of the United States, which signaled the closing of another annual gridiron dinner. The newspaper correspondents had lampooned the Hollenbach administration and its foes in a series of musical skits, some sharp as stilettos, but one belabored in its buffoonery, while the Marine Band Orchestra, in shining scarlet coats, played for the 550 diners. Behind the president hung the emblem of the club, which had satirized every White House occupant since Benjamin Harrison. It was a huge, illuminated, rose-festooned gridiron, patterned on the type used by 19th-century housewives for roasting over a wood fire. Before Hollenbach sat the